Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Was our first song for the week coming from Toyin Adekale, all the way from London with strong roots out of Jamaica with a powerful song entitled Restoration. I had the privilege of meeting Toyin a few months ago at the International Music Summit, and let me tell you, she's not only passionate about music, but also deeply grounded in her faith. And her heart comes through in every note on this track, man. This track is amazing. But big respect to Toyin for using your gift to bring healing and hope to the kingdom. Keep up the great work, all right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.
We want to welcome a gifted visionary, man. He's a bright businessman, a very prescient minister for God, great dad and downright good people too, father of Jacalyn Carr, Alan Carr. Alan, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be with you today.
Oh, man, always an honor, man. And throughout the years, man, you've been such good people as you always are, man.
Yes.
And they don't come any better than you, man. I just want to tell you that, man.
Bless you, man.
Good day, Mr. Carr, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. You know, I must say you did an incredible job raising and managing your daughter, Jacalyn Carr, over the years. You know, many artists and managers fail to learn the music business, then they fail. You know, but for some reason, you have success after success, and I think it's because of the knowledge you have possessed, you know. But what advice would you give to other managers and artists that might help them rise to the top?
Yes, well, thank you. One of the things that I found that was very helpful as a manager and managing an artist that, you know, the manager have to, you know, live and think and, you know, just really carry his way to create opportunities for the artist to be successful. And, of course, the artist also have to understand and, you know, that it takes time and it takes development to get to where you're going. So both of them got to be in it for the longevity ride of it. It's not just, you know, you just don't want to say I'm a manager just carrying a title, but you're not, you know, bringing in the work to create opportunities. Sometimes you got to make the call. Sometimes you got to do the certain things to put your artist out front. And that's what you got to continue to do to build your artist and build the career of them. And, you know, so it goes both ways when you're working with an artist and in a manager relationship.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You work, man. I'm telling you, faith without works is dead, man. You work.
Yeah.
Right?
For real, man, and I agree with Mike, you know, it really shows that you've been putting in some serious work. So true. Mr. Carr, how hard has it been to be a father and a manager at the same time for such a busy and global artist like Jacalyn? You know, I know it has not been easy at all.
Well, yes, landlord. It's definitely, you know, a work and understanding how to balance it. It took time to be able to, you know, make sure, okay, when I need to carry, you know, role, you know, I'm a father first.
Mm-hmm.
And then learning how to balance the management role, father first. And so now I've got the balance being her manager and creating opportunities with us so that we won't, you know, since we'll be around each other all the time, that it won't create no vibes where we can't communicate. And so, therefore, I took strategies to make sure on certain days we had family night, family out, and went to certain places. But when it was time to work, we worked. We took it serious. We worked hard. And so I had to know when to put on which hat and know when to separate the work from being a father and being a family. And then know when to step into management role and then just act as a manager at that moment.
Yeah, Alan, you're a shining example of all of that, man. I commend you, man. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I commend you too, because it takes a lot of discipline to jump from one role to another, man. That is awesome, man.
Man, that is fantastic. A fantastic team you got. And, you know, I think people are surprised that they never knew, but you guys do everything in-house with your record company,
sir.
And you do all the writing, and Jacalyn does the writing, and
right.
I know that that's an amazing thing. You know, I mean, were you always a gifted songwriter? I mean, you got number one songs, award-winning songs, you know, all these great songs that Jacalyn has been singing through her years. And here it is. You guys have been doing everything, writing the songs, producing them.
Right, yes. Well, I tell you what. Wow, to God be the glory, because, you know, many years ago, I remember someone telling me I couldn't write, but I always, you know, I always had a heart for music. I just knew music and I knew what I liked when I heard it. I may not be able to play it, I may not be able to sing it, but I felt it and I knew what made me feel good. Mm-hmm. And so I never forget that. And so now God is moving through the work. And when, you know, her first big song that broke her when she was 15 years old is Greater Is Coming. And so, it's just amazing to see what has happened.
Oh, man, can you imagine that?
Well, you know, you just got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in the gift that God has put in you. Many times you would find people who try to discourage you and the gift, but you have to stay focused and know it is all about God. Mr. Carr, you know, a fan of Jacqueline, Mrs. Kendra Bowe, you know, she is from the Bahamas. She is a youth specialist dealing with hundreds of challenged kids every week. And she wants to know, what does it take to raise a child to live for God, and how did you do it?
Wow. Well, you know, that's a good question. And one of the things that kind of helped me was the foundation that I was raised up under in church. And when I got older, you know, I didn't, even though I, you know, may have, you know, went off and did some things, but I stayed connected to Christ. Mm-hmm. And so which enabled me to be able to raise my child up in a place where they can understand Christ, and then all, you know, and then I taught them about this world, you know, taught about, you know, both sides, because I didn't want to just be spiritually and not, you know, what's going to happen in the natural. But it had to create, it come from my foundation, and I knew the foundation I wanted for my children, keeping the right foundation, surrounded, you know, with the right people, and so that, you know, this could happen. So I tell you, it took years of getting here, and so it don't happen overnight, but each day that you have with the young people, you got to deposit great and positive information in them for them to continue to lean toward the positive direction.
Amen. Amen.
Wow, that was powerful. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says, "And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children." Powerful.
Well, yep. Alan, you do incredible worldwide ministry, you and your family, with everything that you do, and continued success with everything. Be sure to tell your gifted and anointed daughter, Jacqueline, and the rest of the family hello for us. And thanks for joining us. Man, it's great to have you here with us. Alan Carr.
Most definitely, Mr. Carr. It was such an honor talking to you. And let Jacqueline know that we love her here in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, and look to see you soon.
Hello, thank you, Landlord, and thanks to Mike D. Thank you all for having us, all the people in the Bahamas and the Caribbean. We appreciate the support that you give us through our ministry that God has birthed through Jacqueline. Thank you all.
Happy Father's Day week. We heard from Alan Carr, the talented, dedicated father of the gifted songstress, Jacalyn Carr. Big ups to parents everywhere, like Jacalyn Carr's dad and mom, and dads and moms, like the recent French Open Grand Slam champion, Coco Gauff. And Jacalyn follows up her recent number one song, You Carried Me, with her new single, Don't Faint. And it was nice to hear today from Jacalyn Carr's dad, Alan Carr, on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord to Alan Carr and dads everywhere, happy Father's Day time of the year and all the time.
Mike, Mr. Carr has done an incredible job, not only as a manager, but as a father, and his leadership and faith have clearly made a lasting impact, and it's always great to have him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But anyway, coming up next, my good friend, Pastor Charles Mora from out of the U.S., teams up with the anointed Priscilla Bailey on their latest track, entitled If You Wait. You don't want to miss this. Check it out.
I know sometimes it seems so hard to handle challenges in life, and I know sometimes just holding on seems so hard when it seems all hope is gone.
Well, there's one thing you should know. Challenges in life will help us grow. All you have to do is stay. Don't give up. Hold on to his hand.
Cried with no one there to wipe your eyes, and you feel so all alone, thinking to yourself, all hope is gone.
And there's one thing you should know: grace and mercy, it flows from above. Yeah, all you have to do is stay.
Sometimes,
if you wait,
see, you're gonna shed some tears.
Nothing can break you,
but hold on to his hand. Still and know.
Charles Moore and Priscilla Bailey had the song If You Wait, an encouraging groove with some smooth praise there, landlord.
Nice, nice, nice. You know, Pastor Charles Moore and Priscilla Bailey are sounding amazing with that smooth gospel jazzy sound, and the message, absolutely powerful. You know, Pastor Charles is not just making waves in music. He's currently working on a movie featuring some of the biggest actors in the industry. And his heart is to share his story, his challenges, his faith, and his journey in a way that brings hope and impact to people all over the world. You know, I salute you today, Pastor Charles, for using your gift to advance the kingdom of God, man. I truly appreciate you. Just keep up the great work. Priscilla, you do the same, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, it's been acknowledged that you know it's hot outside when the shadows need shadows to cool off.
Man, Mike, the heat is no joke, boy. I mean, trust me, you got to hydrate, find shade, and you got to check on the elders and the little ones, man. This heat ain't playing. You got to take your time in this heat, man. But, you know, I never heard that one before, man. But good word, Mike, good word. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the amazing father and manager of the award-winning international gospel artist, Jacalyn Carr, the one and only Mr. Allen Carr, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is a brethren of mine from out of the Bahamas. He goes by the name of Monty Sweat, and this time he's teamed up with a major artist from out of Jamaica, and he goes by the name of Munga on a Rebel, to deliver a strong message of peace and no more war. You know, this is the kind of message the whole world needs right now. So don't move a muscle. Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Monday Sweat, what you tell him?
We are leader, missing out of all around.
This goes to all again, the youths.
And a rebel, I want to
be a leader, not a follower.
No war, no war. No, we tell them no war, no war. Yeah, they don't even know what them fighting for. But if we unite, we can all reach far. No war, no war, no war. Boy,
dance violin really, really don't stop. Tell me, tell me, really, really don't flop.
Somebody get slew.
She met the son, them, but them two.
So no Monty Sweat, now got join them crew. The things them I do make me know them a fool. Can them promote, no, not make no sense. Where is the love, why kill one another? Member, you must love your neighbor. Member, should love your sister. Member, care for one another. Member, we come from one father.
Accept with differences, tear down all the barriers, defenses. Enough human being too defensive, defensive. full time now for stop the payment. We can sort out every disagreement. Yep. No be no follower because we are leader. Why? Peace, we are praying for the future. No war. No war. No war. No war. They don't even know what them fighting for. But if we unite, we can all reach far. No war. No war.
All over the world. Walk away if you want to live. Crime doesn't pay, only take you to the grave. If not,
you will end up in jail without no bail.
Some men got sardine, put down a gun, put down a knife. Start causing strife, and now be life. If you live right, you won't pay the price. Run in the sun, let's have some fun. Run in the streets, move to the beat. Slide to the left, slide to the right. It's alright, we have God in our life. That's the only way you can live right. So me sing.
Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today,
this is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful.
Today.
I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh. I'm gonna be joyful. I got that feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day.
Ooh.
This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. Nah, I'm gonna be joyful.